thoughts, obsessive thoughts, looping thoughts, repetitive thoughts, unwanted thoughts, intrusive thoughts. These are all terms that people have used to describe the thoughts they have. Some people say they're passing the TV or radio and they'll hear a song or an ad, and that gets stuck in their head and it's repeated over and over. Or some describe an obsession or unwanted thoughts that are out of character. So some people may become obsessed with death. Some people have thoughts of taboo subjects that they would never have had prior to withdrawal. So they may have inappropriate sexual thoughts about family members. I've heard of just about every kind of thought over the years. Some people have thoughts of anger and hatred towards somebody they love dearly. Some people have thoughts of abuse. And it can be very distressing because these thoughts sort of invade the mind. You know, they're not coming from any sort of history, or they can be completely out of the blue, but yet they're so forceful and so impacting. So if you are having this symptom, you know, I'm really sorry. I know how distressing it can be. I've written something quite comprehensive on thoughts, so I'll post it here and you can have a look. And so if you are having the symptom, I have written about it and I will post that link so you can read. It's quite comprehensive and I do think you'll find it useful. If you don't read it, all I can say to you is remember that this is temporary. It will pass. If you are able to observe the thoughts as a witness and not identify with the thought, that's good. I remember we were doing our drugs and alcohol assessment training. This is when I was in Houston. And I remember my professor saying, if ever a client says to you, you know, I'm really worried that I'm having thoughts that I'm Jesus Christ, he said, that's okay. He said, but the day a client walks in and says, oh, hello, I am Jesus Christ, call the emergency services right away. So it is your awareness that what is happening is not normal. That is important. That is key. And then you know it is withdrawal and it will go when withdrawal ends. So usually there's no need for any sort of intervention or psychiatric care because this is a symptom that you treat in the same way you would treat any other symptom, your benzo belly or tinnitus, any of the other symptoms. Okay, so you do the usual, you normalize it, you accept it, and you allow it to happen. And if you want to try some CBT techniques, you can, but because the origin of the thought is different, it may not be effective. I hope if you do try it, it helps in some way. And take good care and remember to read what I've written if you can. Okay, thank you.